Hey everyone, this is the new episode of English Online Podcast. To see the transcript and every episode of this podcast, go to englishonline.com.br and click Podcast English Online. Okay, so let's say you're interested in buying a new notebook computer. Okay, a simple one. But you don't know anything about computers, so you visit an online shop. And you type in a few keywords, like notebook and Windows, for example. Then you look at the search results and you're astounded. You're in shock. A simple notebook computer running on Windows with not too much memory costs, let's say, 5,000 reais. So if you were thinking in Portuguese, what thought would you have? Maybe que roubo. Well, be careful. One way to translate que roubo into English is what a steal. But what a steal means the opposite. It means that you found something that is worth way more than what the seller is asking for. To steal means roubar, but in this case, it's as though you, the buyer, were stealing something because it is so cheap. Examples. You go shopping for shirts and you find these Italian shirts that look amazing and they're very high quality and each one is 8 reais. Okay, 8. And they're not defective or anything, they're just unbelievably cheap. You could say they're a steal. Or let's say you want a new TV and your neighbor is selling his, which originally cost 2,000. For 500 because he's moving to the Himalayas. What a steal! Or you went to an outlet last weekend and bought a brand name shirt. Not a knockoff, but a real genuine brand name shirt for 20 reais. You show it to your friend and you say it was a steal. It was so cheap. It was a real steal. A weekend on the beach at a very nice hotel for 80 reais? That's a steal. A great show by an unknown band for 15 reais? Another steal. So you can usually find some real steals at outlets. An outlet is a store that sells things from past seasons at discounted prices. Or slightly defective items, so in general, they're cheaper. Sometimes, if you're in luck, you can find some real steals when you go to an outlet. And what about that notebook computer for 5,000 reais? That's not a steal. You think this little computer isn't worth 5,000 reais. It's not even worth 2,000 reais. So your opinion is, this is a rip-off. This store is trying to rip people off. To rip people off. That means that the store is asking for way more than the computer is worth. You could say, what a rip-off. I'm not gonna buy this computer because I don't wanna be ripped off. So, rip-off is kind of a strong expression, okay? I mean, if you say that someone is trying to rip you off, you're not just saying that what they want to sell you is simply expensive. It's almost like you're saying that they're intentionally charging way more than that thing is worth. Now, when something is just expensive, but you think it's worth it, then you are not being ripped off. It's not a rip-off. You're just spending a lot of money on something that is worth a lot to you. So here's another example of rip-off. Sometimes wine bottles at restaurants are a rip-off. People order them anyway, but be warned. When you order wine at a restaurant, it might be the case that you're being ripped off. What does that mean? That means that the price the restaurant is charging for the wine is a lot higher than what you would pay if you bought the same wine at a store. So the restaurant is ripping you off. You're being ripped off. What a rip-off. One more example. Once I bought a skirt and when I showed it to my sister, she asked me how much I'd paid for it. When I told her, she said, "You were ripped off." Why did she say that? Because she had just seen a similar skirt for half of what I paid. So she thought I had been ripped off. I didn't think so, because I knew the skirt she was talking about, and it looked nothing like my skirt. But anyway, when was the last time you got a steal? What was it? Have you ever been ripped off, or have you ever ripped someone off? Tell us in the comments, and talk to you next time.